Welcome to the broadcast today. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. After Jesus was taken into custody by the Jewish leaders, Matthew 25:26 tells us that all the disciples left him and fled. And Charles Spurgeon offers these additional insights about that. Notice that Jesus never deserted his disciples, but they left him like cowards at the very beginning of his sufferings. This is but one example of the weakness of all believers, who are only sheep who run when the wolf comes. The disciples had all been warned of the danger and had promised to die rather than leave their master, and yet they were seized with sudden panic and took to their heels. It may be that I, at the opening of this day, have prepared my mind to bear a trial for the Lord's sake, and I may think that I'll be faithful to him. But I have to guard myself carefully, unless, having the same evil heart of unbelief, I should depart from my Lord as the apostles did. It's one thing to promise and quite another to perform. It would have been to their eternal honor to have stood at Jesus' side manfully, but they ran away from honor. May I be kept from imitating them. Thankfully, divine grace can make the coward brave. These very apostles, who were as timid as rabbits, grew to be as bold as lions after the Spirit had come upon them, and in the same way the Holy Spirit can make my timid spirit brave to confess my Lord and witness for his truth. What anguish must have filled the Savior as he saw his friends so faithless. I don't want to be faithless too, so keep me, O blessed Spirit, from an end so shameful. Well, Charles Spurgeon makes these comments today in reference to Matthew 25:26. And as always, you can secure a free transcript of this reading online. It's a service that we provide at our website, morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. I do thank you for listening. And I especially thank those of you who support this production of the broadcast with your financial gifts. Have a great day as you walk with the Lord.